We've talked a lot about consistency with this basketball team, and frankly, a lack thereof. Very inconsistent team. But the one thing that I really noticed about the Badgers and what Greg Gard is doing right now is there is actual progression. And honestly, it seems to me like this team is truly peaking at the right time of the year. There's an age old adage in sports, right? It's like two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step back. I kind of feel like that's sort of where the Badgers are right now. But as a general rule, I think this team is really progressing forward. And if you look back sort of at the trajectory of this season and how it's gone so far, I think there's something that we can really take from this that gives me confidence that maybe March might be a little bit different this year. It's interesting to look at the season as a whole so far and the losses that this team has suffered, right? BYU, TCU, Nebraska, Nova, so on and so forth. But all those teams that we couldn't beat in the non-con and even in the early Big Ten season, we're beating now. The Michigan win, the Illinois win. And it speaks to me, it honestly speaks to the fact that there's a lot of things going right with this team. I'm going to get into that a little bit today on this Richie's Corner episode. Haven't had one of these for a week. Didn't do one last week. Did one later this week. Been dealing with some work stuff and traveling a little bit. And I'm traveling again next week. But so I apologize for that. If you're someone who likes these Richie's Corner episodes, I'm glad. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm thinking about potentially moving this to YouTube as well, just because I've had some requests for that. But we'll see. I like to just have the camera off and talking to a mic, but nonetheless, thank you for your support. I've got a lot of nice notes about this as well. So, all right. But the Badgers play Michigan State today. So when you listen to this, I'm recording this, on Friday early morning, of the Michigan State game. So by the time you listen to this, maybe this game's already over, but win or lose the Michigan State game, I think there's something to be said about how this team is gelling and the things that's happening with this. One of the early season narratives, right? The loss to Villanova, TCU, we couldn't really beat a good team. We didn't have the quad one win on our resume. And because of that, the NCAA committee, or not the committee, but like sort of the net rankings and the bracketology prognosticators were saying, I don't know. I'm not sure if the Badgers are really going to be a tournament team. And certainly, you know, on the podcast, we were talking a lot about whether or not this team was going to make it and so on and so forth. But and one of the early season issues was the cohesion and gelling between Nick Boyd and John Blackwell, which I've talked about recently has improved. And I think that's number one for me. That's one of the things that has been a massive improvement thus far. And those two are beginning to play well together. There was a time in the season where I didn't think Nick Boyd even wanted to pass to John Blackwell. Like I'm not saying there was, but it appeared on TV like a palpable tension existed between the two. I'm not saying that's real. I'm just saying that was my perception. So I think that's gotten a lot better, right? Their team is just playing better together. And that was a step forward, right? Like the Badgers kind of took that step and it was, oh, this is great. And then you could see that getting a little bit better in, like, say, the UCLA game, right? And you could see that getting a little better. And then you saw Michigan, and it was like, holy cow, Michigan. We just beat Michigan on the road. There's some luck involved in that. We shot really well. Alexis Biliauskas made 5 threes. That's not going to happen very often. Then we go to Minnesota, and we struggle a bit, but we have that last-second shot, that last-second heave by John Blackwell that, you know, we win that game. We went a couple more and we're sitting here and we're talking about this cohesion and we're talking about how good this team is. And then we run into the buzzsaw that was USC at home, which is going to go down as probably the worst loss we have on the season. Hopefully there's nothing else. And listen, that's not even that bad of a loss, but it's just, it sticks with you mainly because it's a home game. They're 49th in the net rankings right now. So they're not a bad team. They're on the bubble. But it's just kind of speaks to like, we really could have got that done, right? I mean, we didn't need to lose that one. But that's one of those step backs. And then one of the things that you started to see there, which you've subsequently seen quite a bit, is this whole inability to start a game well. I mean, we've talked about that a lot, and it's been awful. That Minnesota game at home was one of the worst starts we've seen by a Badger basketball team in a long time. Then the Ohio State game, which we were at that game, and it was kind of a bad start. Again, it was slow. It was, you know, we looked disjointed offensively. We looked disjointed defensively. We looked like, honestly, like a JV team at times. Then came Indiana, and the same thing happened again. And it was another slow start. We're on the road. It's hard to get those wins. But you're not going to help yourself if you can't get out of the gates. So one of the things that we talked about right away was, you know, not that we know what should be happening. We're just bringing the fan perspective is I wanted to see more inside play, attacking the rim more, you know, doing more damage down low. And what do we see the very next game? In the Illinois game, the Badgers outscored Illinois points in the paint. We had 34 points in the paint. And you saw a good start from the Badgers. You saw Nick Boyd attacking. You saw Nolan Winter attacking. The first play of the game was what I have been calling for weeks, which is a damn pick and roll that actually works if you own it. If you actually commit to that pick and roll, you commit to the screen, you commit to the roll, and you roll hard, and the guard finds the rolling big. It was a wide open layup for Nolan Winter, wide open. And that is exactly the kind of thing that I think Nick Boyd can get all the time, because of how dedicated teams are to stopping his left side, right? No one wants him to drive in the lane and go left, because if you allow him to have a straight line drive against you, if you allow him to get around you, he is going to lay it up, and he is going to make that every single time on the left side. So teams have to shade against that. They have to guard against it completely, but they're going to switch. That's always my point here. Like because if you screen him and allow him to go left and you screen the defender, he's going to have a straight line drive and he's going to get there. Now he can have some help defense, surely, but I think in more times than not, because of his driving ability, you're going to see switches. You got to immediately roll off that, you know, and even if they're not going to switch, they're caught up in a indecision. If Nolan Winter is one of the most efficient and effective offensive basketball players in America, I'm not overstating that. He is an incredibly efficient offensive scorer. And Ryan talks about this a lot, but what he's able to do and how effective he is really, really matters, right? I mean, his 2-point field goal percentage on the year is 71%, okay? 71% from two. That's because when he touches the ball anywhere near the basket, he's going to score. So you've got to put him in those situations. So although we got that step back from USC, we took a massive leap forward, right? Even though that Minnesota game was tough, we still got it done. We beat Ohio State at home. And then, you know, we run into the Indiana loss, but it wasn't, that's not a bad performance, right? That to me isn't a step back. You know, you lose a game on the road in overtime. It's annoying because it's a game we should have won, in the sense that we had a 4-point lead with 50 seconds to go. And you don't want to have situations where you don't win those games. Okay. That's a killer, but it happens. So I'm not overly like concerned about the fact that we didn't win that game. It would have been nice to have, but that's not a step back. We haven't really had a step back since that USC loss. That was a step back. And of course, the Minnesota first half was pretty bad as well. So now we go to Illinois. I think we played one of our best games of the season as far as our ability to fight and fight tooth and nail. Down 12 points in the second half. Don't care. I mean, when you're down 12 on the road at a top 5 net team in the country, the odds of you winning that game, I wish I would have looked up the in-game odds for that. I bet the Badgers were probably plus 1,500 to win that game. Could have had 15-1 odds if you had bet in-game. Go to FanDuel, check that out. That would have been special. That is really, really rare, okay? You don't see teams do that. You don't see teams just come back down 12 on the road in a super hostile environment against a super talented basketball team that, oh, by the way, doesn't beat themselves. when they don't foul a lot. Now they did turn the ball over, and that's one of the reasons they lost. But we're not supposed to out rebound this team. We're not supposed to be, you know, getting as many offensive rebounds as we did. We're not supposed to prevent their offensive rebounds as much as we did, but we did that because this team has the fight. So there was early problems with cohesion. We got that settled. Then after that kind of materialized, now then there was this issue of, okay, we're still not being able to be effective when teams stop us early. And then you saw the Illinois game. I'm desperate to see this team build off of that great good Indiana performance and a really good Illinois win. We need to build off that. We need to keep that cohesion. We need to keep attacking down low. And I have to give Greg Gard credit for adapting to this and finding different ways to score. And every time we're adding pieces on, right? We're getting better as the season progresses. And that's all you can really ever ask of your teams is, are you getting better from beginning of the season to the end? Now, Luke Fickell talks about this constantly, right? Like, play our best football at the end. Play our best basketball in March, right? We need to do that. I think we legitimately are. Like, everything you look at this team, you look up and down the team, tell me something that we're not doing better than we were at the beginning of the season, right? Are we a good defensive team? No. But are we playing better team defense and better effort defensively? Yes. Are we rebounding better? Yes. Austin Rapp all of a sudden has come out of his shell. He's scoring. Okay. Right? We are getting better as a basketball team, which early on, it was one of the things that even I think Greg Gard even talked about, the fact that it's not a young team. It's a team that has not played well, has not played together, right? It was a brand new team for the most part. You got Andrew Rohde out there, you've got Boyd, you've got Rapp, you've got Billy Oskis. You have Blackwell and Winter that have kind of come back and been sort of like the mainstays of this team. But then Janicki was going to be the guy that brought some stuff potentially, and he was going to be that holdover guy, but he really hasn't been there much this year. Braden Carrington, it's a new team. It was always going to take time for this team to gel. So I am getting a little ahead of myself, but again, whenever you listen to this, win or lose against Michigan State, I feel this way because they're a really good team. You're going to lose to really good teams. If we beat Michigan State, I mean, I don't even know what I'm going to say on this reaction show. Believe me, I'll be excited. But if we don't, I understand it's more about how we play. How do we look in that loss? Do we regress? Do we have a horrible start? I think if we lose that game, it's because Michigan State has superior athletes and is a better team than us. And I can live with that. But I still want this team playing better than it was early in the season. And listen, Michigan State is probably a 3 seed at worst, 2 seed probably. Illinois is probably a 2 seed, could be even a 1 seed, in some publications. Like, you're going up against some of the best talent in the country and you're beating them. And even if you don't beat Michigan State, that's okay. But we have to be able to compete with them. And that's what I want to see tonight more than anything else. And I want to see the cohesion stay. I want to see the interior play from Nolan Winter. I want to see Austin Rapp's defense, continue to be something that's a strength for us. Like, can you imagine a month ago or a month and a half ago saying Austin Rapp's defense could be a strength for this team? That sounds idiotic, but it's not. He has the athletic ability to stay in front of even guards, and to be able to body up, to play with intensity and play with heart. And if he brings that, he's not a bad defender. Braden Carrington, it can be a really great defender if he brings it. John Blackwell can be a good defender if he brings it. The more this team plays with effort, the better this team's going to be, because I'm telling you, they are a good basketball team. There's a really good nucleus of players in that, right? And I think Greg Gard's a good coach. I've always said that. I think there are issues. There's some things where I was a little upset. Certainly the start of that Indiana game really pissed me off. And I said very clearly that he has to find ways to have scoring outlets early in games, to have something you can turn to, which is, in my opinion, is in the post, because either oftentimes you get fouled if you're not going to score. Pump fakes, different moves down there, pick and rolls. You don't want to just put someone on the block and let them go because you're afraid of getting blocked, then have backdoor cuts, right? There's other things you can do to score in the paint. And we did that against Illinois. And that's what I'm so happy about. That's what I want to see again tonight. The schedule's not easy, right? I mean, obviously Michigan State's going to be a gauntlet for us tonight. And then at Ohio State is going to be tough. That's a good team. That's another quad one opportunity, as is the Iowa game that follows that. Then you've got three games that I want to talk about for a minute. I don't want to lose any of those three games. At Oregon, at Washington, and home against Maryland. Oregon and Washington are on the road. It's never easy to win in this conference. If we were to drop one of them, I'm not saying I would be happy about it. Of course, I wouldn't be happy. I'm not saying I wouldn't be upset about it, but it's somewhat understandable to lose on the road in the Big Ten. But think about the opportunity, right? If we win those three games, even if we lose against Purdue, like that's three more wins plus whatever we can get from the next three of Michigan State, Ohio State, and Iowa, which legitimately we could win them all. We could lose two. We could lose three technically. But I don't think we will. But let's say we win one even, and we win those three after that. That's four more wins guaranteed for the rest of the season if we can do that. We're already at 9 wins in the conference. That's 13. 13-7 would be a very respectable record in this league. And I talk about a lot how much I love this league and how much I love Big Ten basketball, and it's great. I mean, it's not easy to get any victories, okay? So when I talk about the Oregon-Washington games, like that's difficult. Look at what happened to Michigan this week against Northwestern. They won that game. They won that game by double digits. I think it was closer. But, I mean, I watched that whole thing, and, man, Northwestern looked like they were going to smoke Michigan. And I thought Michigan was going to come back. But, I mean, that's what can happen in this league, right? Martinelli's a good player. They've got good athletes. And all these teams do. Oregon just got Nate Biddle back. Like, you don't think Oregon's going to surprise people and upset a couple of Big Ten contenders? They are. Hope that's not us. But the point is that this team is improving. This team is peaking, in my opinion, beginning to peak at the right time. And I hope we're not peaked yet. I hope we can peak in March. I don't care about the Big Ten tournament, but I do care about March Madness. And we as a fan base are so desperate to see a team get to the Sweet 16 and hopefully push on from there. Listen, it's matchup dependent. It's 3-point shooting dependent. But if we can be a team that can find ways to score without having to make all those threes, like the points in the paint against Illinois, that's how you win in March. That's how you can sort of proof your team a little bit, right? Like if you live and die by the three and only the three, then you're going to lose a game because it's shooting. It's streaky. It happens. But if you have another way to score, if you've got good outlets and you've got the ability to drive and dish like we saw with Blackwell and Boyd in this game, and you continue to use Rhodey's passing and, you know, all those skills that he brings, which I think are very undervalued, by the way, you know, in this, and I think just in general, he's undervalued with what he brings to the team. And then you have a guy like Austin Rapp, who if the guards are driving and dishing out, he can make those threes, right? If we can, the sky's kind of almost the limit with this team. And I hate to say that because I know people are going to say, oh, you're just a happy clapper. You're just a guy that's, you all of a sudden think that the team can make the Final Four. No, I don't think we're going to make the Final Four. Do I think we could? Sure. Because we just beat Michigan and Illinois in a couple weeks span, which arguably are the two best teams in the country. Okay, and we did it on the road. So don't tell me we can't beat any team in America, because that'd be bullshit. We can. And that is very exciting to me. And again, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I do believe that if this team peaks and continues to grow and continues to find these little issues that we're having and correct them, which, by the way, all teams do, so I understand that, that could legitimately mean that this team makes a run in March, gets to a Sweet 16, and maybe further. But that Sweet 16 is clearly a benchmark for us. We've been talking about it for a while. It needs to happen with this team. I don't know that it necessarily will, but I think it really can, and I think this team can do what they need to do. And part of the way that we can help our chances at achieving that Sweet 16 sort of dream, if you will, right now, is improving our seed. And you're going to do that with more quad one wins. Three quad one wins in the next three games. Michigan State, at Ohio State, Iowa. You go 2-1 in those three games, boy, you are set up. I'm telling you, you are set up. That's two more quad one wins. That puts us at 4 on the year. More opportunities exist after that still, especially with Purdue. And like that gives us a real, that gives us an opportunity to move up to that 6 line, 5 line, maybe, right? Depending on how many of these we win. Then you can really see that Sweet 16 materialize potentially. Potentially. It's not, I'm not saying it's guaranteed, but there you can see a path. More than anything else with this team, I want to see growth. I want to see progression. That's all I ever want to see in all my teams. I've been begging Luke Fickell to show me progression for three seasons, and I haven't seen it yet. Although maybe at the end of last year, we can say that was progression. But we're dying for that. Like we crave that. As a sports fan, I crave that progression to see my team going forward, because ultimately, that is what gives you hope. And I think hope is a big part of sports. I've said that many times. I don't think it's bad to hope at all. That, to me, is the fun part. So if this team continues to get better and we can keep beating teams like Illinois and Michigan, maybe we beat Michigan State tonight, then I'm going to really start to believe that this team can beat just about anybody, which they can. But that's when you can see, you can begin to see things, right? Like there's real potential for these guys. And the number one way you advance in March is you peak at the right time of the year. And I have to give Greg Gard credit. I know a lot of people don't like to give Greg Gard credit, but I'm one of those guys who likes to give him credit, because there were issues with this team. He solved them a bit by bit, right? He identified a problem that was going to happen in the Illinois game, early start, rebounding issues. We fixed them. We had a great game against Illinois. Peaking at the right time of the year and slowly making progressions is how you get it done in March. And Badger fans are starved for a little bit of March success. Finish this season strong. Go get as high as you can in the Big Ten. Get as many quad one victories as you can. And show the fans that this team can grow, can peak. And rather than laying an egg in game one or game two of the NCAA tournament, you actually go out there and advance to the Sweet 16 and put some real hope in Badger fans' hearts that this team can and will do something special.